We're live at EXT. Craig Stickland is here. Hi there.
How are you?
I've been dying to meet you. I heard this song Warning, and I thought, I've got to meet the guy who can sing that song. You have a very powerful voice.
Thank you very much.
Do people say that to you a lot?
People do, yeah.
Did this voice just appear, or did you sort of know it was there? How did you discover this in yourself?
I think after I hit puberty, I realized that I had a voice that was singable, if you will. And I went to a few vocal teachers to try and hone in on my skill. And actually, I was told by a few vocal teachers in the beginning that I actually have an operatic voice. If I didn't want to be a rock and roll musician, I would have potentially ended up in the opera. So,
and those vocal teachers, they give you some good tips on how to maintain that. That's a precious thing you have there.
Yes and no. I went to a lot of different vocal teachers, and with the style of singing that I do, I actually found myself losing my voice a lot. And it wasn't until I found a guy in Toronto, where I'm originally from, who taught me how to protect it using a lot of nasal resonance, if that makes any sense to you. And since then, I haven't really lost my voice fully, but with the style of singing that I do, it can definitely be pretty intense at times.
When you're singing long hours, because you've got these late nights that you do for the shows, do you have to be quiet when you first get up in the morning?
That's the funny thing, is a lot of singers believe in vocal rest and days where they don't speak at all. And I should probably do more of that, to be honest, but I just find that what I like to do is I like to keep my body in physical condition. So believe it or not, actually going to the gym or going for a run or doing something physical like that will actually warm my voice up more so than a vocal warm-up even will. The first thing that I like to do in the morning is actually work out. So today, this morning, I didn't get a chance to because we had to drive here. So I notice, I can truly notice it in my voice because I don't have the blood flowing. I don't have, my body's not fully awake yet.
So you kind of feel that then, huh?
Yeah.
Well, thanks for coming and doing this so early anyway.
Of course, man.
Tell me about the songs you write. You working towards a full-length record?
I actually just finished recording the majority of my full-length record. Yeah, I'm a very emotional guy. And it's funny, I just recently started getting to the star signs. I know, I never really did. But I'm a Pisces, and we're very, very emotional beings. So you're going to hear a lot of love songs. You're going to hear a lot of insight into my personal relationships on this record. And I don't know, I've tried to be more, you know, I've tried to write about other things, but I just keep getting drawn towards love songs and songs about relationships.
Songs that are very personal.
For sure, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Are those are easier for you to write, or what do you think the reason is there?
Yeah, I think they just come naturally. I feel like I feel very deeply. Music is the way I express myself. And so every time I'm feeling something very deeply, I just express it through song, and it always ends up being about love and relationship.
Has music always been a part of your life?
Not always. I wasn't one of those kids that got into classical piano at age 3 or 4 or anything like that. In a way, I kind of wish that I had, but also I'm glad that I discovered it on my own. My parents got me into sports and everything you do when you're in the suburbs. And when I was, I think, 14, I went to my dad one day and I said, listen, I don't want to do sports anymore. I want to do a musical. To them, it was actually a huge shock. And they're like, you want to do a musical? I was like, yeah, I don't really like hockey. Like, I've been going, but I don't enjoy it. I want to do Les Miserables. And they're like, okay, whatever makes you happy, man. Sure, go for it. And then I did that for a few years. I did a few musicals, just community theater and some in the city in Toronto. And then there was a high school band that needed a singer. They were instrumental, blues based. I was like, hey guys, listen, I've done a few musicals. I'd love to be in this band. And they're like, yeah, okay, buddy, sure, whatever. They're like, can you sing Zeppelin? Can you sing The Who? Can you sing these tunes? And I was like, I don't know. Let me try at least. So ended up trying and ended up being in this cover band and we started playing a bunch of gigs, and we started getting quite a large following in Toronto and around Ontario and in the area. That really got my feet wet in the industry. And then I picked up a guitar and started writing my own songs and eventually wanted to write my own music and then end up going solo because of that.
We're live at EXT with Craig Stickland. We're going to have him play a couple of songs for us now. Do you want to say anything about these songs, or do you rather let them sort of breathe on their own?
Sure. I'll say something about this first song in particular, a song called Starlit Afternoon. For the last few years, I've played guitar for Alessia Cara, who's an incredible artist out of Toronto as well. She brought me all over the world to amazing music festivals, and without her, I wouldn't have had the chance to play these incredible festivals at the time slots that we were given. There's a time in the day when the sun's about to set and the moon's about to rise. You get the sun, the moon, and the stars in the sky at the same time. I called that a starlit afternoon. This next song was inspired by those experiences where you're at a music festival and you get that tingly feeling in your stomach when you look over at someone who's looking over at you, and you're both feeling the music and you're both singing along to the band, and you're both falling in love underneath the starlit afternoon.
You were there, so was I. Felt the air through the warm sunshine, unaware. And the band played a song we knew, and we sang like we wrote it too. Then you danced like there was nobody watching you, except for me and the moon on a starlit afternoon. Ooh, felt your stare for a time before I knew what words to find. Standing there looking fine, I only cares how to make you mine. Then the band played a song we knew, and we sang like we wrote it too. Then you danced like there was no. Yes, my heart grew. Size of the ocean, weight of the moon. Now I can't forget the tune from that starlit night. Then the band played a song we knew, and we sang like we wrote it too. Then you danced like there was nobody watching you.
Happy 10th birthday, WEXT. This is Craig Stickland. Here's to another 10 years of great radio in the 518.
Save your words for me. Though you've made it clear. Save your words for me. Only one to feel, and I belong to you as long as you want me to. I'll never ask for much besides your simple touch, and I don't mean to rush, but this good. Be your simple touch. And I don't mean to rush, but this could be love.
Live at EXT with Craig Stickland, the song Save Your Words. Wow, these are some beautiful songs you're playing for us here today.
Thank you very much.
I go back to this emotional power that you have with your voice, and yet I don't want to forget that you actually are playing the guitar too. How did you learn that guitar?
I learned it from doing. I learned it from being thrown into the lion's den a little bit. I remember getting calls. I always played at home and I always lifted songs and tried to write melodies on the guitar, and then getting calls from a manager and saying, hey, listen, you're going to play guitar for Alessia Carr. I need you to learn this record tomorrow, by tomorrow. So you're woodshedding and just playing guitar every night on the road and sound checking and on the bus and just and doing that whole thing. You learn from the people you're around and just constantly creating. And so very much self-taught on the guitar, self-taught with resources online. And we live in a world where you can learn how to do anything you want to do.
Alessia Carr, how did that work out? That must have been a lot of fun.
That was incredible. Such an incredible experience. And she truly brought me to where I am today. Luckily, we have the same management. It was one of those things where Alessia released one song. She started blowing up. And I was in LA at the time. That's where I live now. And my manager calls me. He's like, hey, man, can you learn her single? You're going to do Ellen with her tomorrow. I was like, okay, cool. Let's do it. So we did Ellen. And then, I mean, it just skyrocketed from there. And then we just toured all over the world together. And she was so gracious. She allowed me to open up for her anytime she could. So I would be in her band as well as the opening slot. So it was a perfect situation.
I was going to say, I'm imagining that she must have heard your songs too, huh?
Yeah, she's been a huge supporter of mine. And I love Alessia so much.
That's
so
nice. That's mm-hmm. very nice. Now, you said you've recorded pretty much the record is ready or getting ready. What does it feel like to hear the realization of what you were writing and putting together?
It's incredible. It's funny because I worked with so many different producers to try and hone in on the right sound. And I worked with a lot of producers who had been incredibly successful. And I worked with a lot of producers who were just on the up and up. And ultimately, it took me a long time to find the sound. And finally, after working with all these big name producers where we spent too much money on them and all this, we got brought down the wrong path. We ended up just saying, you know what, let's just make this album with some friends in a guest house. And let's just be true to the songs. We know how to play all the instruments. We know how to do everything ourselves. Let's just do it. And you take Lorde, for example. She made her first record in a basement, you know, and there's countless examples of this in this day and age. So we finally found the team and basically just made this album ourselves with a few friends. And it feels like it's the right thing. So
did you find those other producers wanted to put too much on top?
Yes. I felt like a lot of other producers were chasing something, like chasing maybe one of their previous hits or chasing what they think is supposed to be a hit, as opposed to just making the truest music possible and not really worrying about a hit per se and just making music for the sake of making music. You know what I mean?
Well, this is great. Craig, thank you so much for coming by and playing these songs for us today.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
This is great stuff. Craig, we're big fans and we really wish you all the best and hope that things keep skyrocketing.
Thank you so much.
That's good stuff. Would you say something about this song, Warning?
So Warning is the first single from my upcoming album. It's written about a feeling you get inside when you know you shouldn't be doing something, but that feeling makes it that much more enticing. There's a line in the song where I say, I've always done things that I shouldn't do. And I think that line encompasses the whole song. It's a song about seeing all the warning signs in somebody and just going for it anyways, even though you know it's not the right thing to do.
It's going to be trouble.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You gave yourself the warning, didn't you?
Always. But I still do it anyways.
Craig Sicklin, thank you so much.
Thanks so much for having me.
Oh, 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 oh. You remind me of a warning, but the risk is worth the taste. Oh, oh, when you know a storm is coming, but you head out anyways. Oh, oh, oh. I've always been one to do things that I shouldn't do. The greater the danger, the more it's just something I meant to. Even if I break in misery's what we're headed to, still I love to love you. But a gamble with so many dreams to chase. Oh, oh, oh. You're a ache I will remember every moment I'm away.
I'm Craig Stickland. This is 97.7 EXT. Support the music at exit977.org.